Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. 89% of people in Indiana surveyed support background checks for all gun sales. And we know that much of the violence that occurs in our neighborhoods and a lot of the violence that occurs across this country are the result of illegal guns. Guns that people get and they have no business getting them. Guns that people get because they circumvent the laws that are already on the books. Guns that juveniles get from adults. And those guns hurt people. And they cause tragedies, whether it is in our neighborhoods or whether it is in Newtown, Connecticut. Tomorrow, over at Douglas Park, 25th and Andrew J. Brown, there's going to be a bus tour that is part of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. It is called No More Names is the name of the bus tour. And it is trying to encourage Senator Dan Coats, who is one of a number of senators who are blocking common sense legislation in the United States Senate. And one of the people on the bus tour is a young lady by the name of Carly Soto. Her older sister was Victoria Soto, who was a first grade teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary School, who gave her life so that her students could survive. Carly Soto's on the line. Ms. Soto, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're glad. I'm happy to talk to you, not happy because of the circumstances. Why are you participating on this tour?
Because I think it is very important to educate the country on the fact that we have a serious problem with guns in America and something needs to change or else more Americans will be killed due to guns every day.
Are you surprised that after all these months, the folks who blindly support the gun lobby and the NRA are just so stubborn in not wanting common sense solutions to this problem done?
It's very disappointing to see that happen. I was actually in Washington for the vote in April, and it was heartbreaking to see so many senators come in and just vote no for the bill for background checks because the country, the majority of the country wanted this, and to see them come in and just vote no was heartbreaking. And I'm just wondering at what point are they going to take meaningful action to stop the bloodshed?
As you go around the country, are you heartened by all the people who come up to you and not only express their sympathies and in their love for your sister Victoria, but tell you hang in there?
It's amazing to see how many people come out in support of everything that we're doing, and it definitely makes me coming out and speaking about my sister a lot easier. It's heartbreaking to meet parents that lost their kids due to gun violence. Because I lost my sister, I don't know what it feels like to lose their firstborn or a child. Mm. So it's heartbreaking, but to see the amount of support that we get at each one of these stops is very rewarding.
One of the other things that particularly happens in communities of color are individuals who shouldn't have a weapon at all, particularly juveniles. You know, they're not the ones going into a gun store buying a gun. They're not going to the state fairgrounds or the gun show. They're getting it the way young people get liquor. You know, an adult has to go in the store and buy it and then pass it down. We even had an instance where a juvenile was in the backseat of a car picking up a gun by the trigger. It accidentally went off and shot his friend that was sitting in the front seat. And that young man died. So part of what you guys are talking about is not only closing the loopholes, but we got to crack down on adults selling or giving weapons to kids.
That is a huge thing that needs to be dealt with. It's unacceptable, and it's not okay. It's not okay for adults to think that giving a child a gun will help anything and will fix their problem.
Hmm. You know, it's one thing for me to look on the internet and read things about your sister. What can you tell my listeners about Victoria?
Well, Vicky was my mother and father's firstborn. She was 27 years old and a role model to her siblings and so many other people. Vicky wanted to be a teacher from the age of 3. Mm. She wanted to follow in her godmother's footsteps and loved teaching at Sandy Hook, loved the community, loved the parents of her kids, loved her children. And it wasn't a surprise for us to find out that she died shielding her kids.
How are your parents taking all this? How are they hanging in there?
Everyone in my family, we just take everything day by day. That's really the only way you can live after losing a loved one. It's extremely hard, and it's like living a nightmare. I wake up every day and have to deal with the fact that I don't have my older sister anymore. My older sister was killed, and she's never coming back. It's a horrible feeling to have to feel, and I don't wish this upon anyone, and if I can stop somebody from having to feel this pain, then I will.
The bus tour that'll be tomorrow, 10 o'clock, over at Douglas Park, 25th and Andrew J. Brown. Is this something where if there are people listening to me right now and they've lost sons or daughters or nieces or nephews or brothers and sisters to gun violence, they need to come out tomorrow and stand with you and as you stand with them?
I strongly urge them to come out because, like them, I know how it feels to lose a loved one to gun violence. And unfortunately, at least 33 Americans a day are feeling the same hardship that we are going through. They need to come out and support everything that we're doing. And I would love to hear their stories and tell them about my sister and share our memories of our loved ones. So I strongly urge any of those families to feel free to come out and join us.
And you guys are the other thing is, and you probably have heard, you're coming into obviously the largest city in Indiana, the 11th largest city in our country, and our mayor is a former Marine, and obviously Marines know how to use weapons and firearms responsibly and safely. We've had a very serious surge of murders and homicides here in our city, but our mayor, for some reason or another, doesn't want to sign on the bottom line and be one of the mayors against illegal guns. If you could talk to our mayor, Greg Ballard, what would you say to him?
I hope that he would try to understand where my family and the other 25 families are coming from Newtown, and why we think that this is a huge part of safening our country. Until you have to bury your loved one and until you have to get the phone call that your loved one was faced with a gun and did not make it, you have no idea what we're going through, and you have no idea how painful it is for us to see that over 7,000 people have been killed due to guns and nothing is being done about it.
So maybe he'll hear this because the mayor's got folks in his office. That's all they do all day is listen to this program to try to find out what I say about him. So he's not going to listen to what I say. Maybe he'll hear your words and your appeal, and God will put your message on his heart, and you never know, he might show up tomorrow.
I would strongly urge him to show up tomorrow and come see what we're doing and listen to my story and the other folks' stories.
And Carly Soto, you know, again, our sympathies to you and your family. Your loss was our country's loss. Just as all the folks who die to gun violence in this country, whether it's on the streets of Indianapolis or the streets of Newtown, wherever it is our country's loss, and we have to do something to deal with this. And I'm glad you're here, but not glad you're here, if you can understand that. Again, thank you very, very much for sharing your story. God bless you. Safe journey to our city and beyond. How many more days is this tour going?
I believe it's supposed to be wrapped up around September 9th or 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But still not too sure.
Okay. So you're just out there and where the bus leads you. I understand. Carly Soto,
yep.
Whose sister Victoria is now among God's angels after the tragedy at Sandy Hook School. Ms. Soto, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
239-1310. 239-1310 is After News with Amos. We'll take a break. We'll come back and be open lines the rest of the way out. Oh, Mayor, if you're listening, why don't you show up tomorrow in Douglas Park? Say you're now one of those mayors against illegal guns. It's After News with Amos after these.